Tommy Newport auf Flux FM mit On Tap. Ein Auszug aus der ersten LP des Künstlers Just To Be Ironic. Eine Platte, die sich durchaus mit dem Thema Liebe beschäftigt und die quasi auch das Tempo ändert im Lauf der LP. Was so ein bisschen abbilden soll, dass man am Anfang einer Beziehung dolle in love und energized ist, irgendwann lässt aber dieses Gefühl auch nach. Und das macht sich auf der Platte bemerkbar, indem die Songs ein bisschen langsamer und leiser werden. Tommy Newport ist bei mir im Studio, denn er spielt heute Abend auf dem Flux FM Bergfest. Welcome, Tommy.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Good.
Yeah. Where are you coming from right now?
We've been in Berlin for a couple of days.
Oh, nice.
Just kind of relaxing and doing our thing, getting ready for the Flux Bow show tonight, so it's going to be good fun.
Cool. So have you seen the venue already? Have you been down there?
Yeah, we've been down there, did a bit of a sound check.
Cool.
Great.
Cool. Sounds good to me. Congratulations on the album that's been out for a few months now.
Yes.
Just To Be Ironic.
Yes.
A great album that has a nice little way of talking about relationships and how they evolve
right.
over the months or years.
Exactly.
It starts like really fresh and fast and energized.
It gets dark.
Yeah, and it gets dark after a few years.
Yeah, I speak a lot on the irony of relationships between lovers and just friends as well. I feel like a lot of relationships have a lot of irony in them, so I like to write about that moment in my life.
Yeah, it's lovely that a musician who's still young, one can say that.
Yeah.
has all that wisdom in the back of his head already.
I try.
Knows that a relationship can go down the drain after a few years.
Yes.
And I've read and found out only today that you have only started making music or playing the guitar for like 4 or 4.5 years now.
Yes. I started playing guitar at 14 and quickly fell in love with that. And I wanted to record my music and have my own songs, you know, on iTunes and things like that. It was just like a big grandiose idea to have that. And so that was kind of the goal I had subconsciously and consciously.
Yeah.
All along, and you know, this is me doing it.
Yeah. So you were playing guitar for like 3 years and then you realized, "Oh, this is great. I should be doing that." So
yeah,
I'm
going to
leave college and concentrate
exactly right.
on that part of my life.
Yep.
And you got into the production
I had a few friends that made hip hop, you know, dance kind of music.
Yeah.
And I kind of looked around and looked at what they were using, what
cool.
softwares and things like that. And I just kind of took to my own and started doing rock, indie rock, you know, pop stuff. And I loved it.
There's a kind of like a nice similar thing with Brunswick, who's going to play tonight as well,
mm-hmm.
because he started out making beats for rappers who were friends of
right.
him. And so there's a love for hip-hop that shimmers kind of through his music, and
right.
I can feel that in your beats as well.
Yeah.
That the first guys you were like talking about production skills were obviously making more electronic stuff or hip-hop stuff.
Yeah.
So tonight's show is going to be a show that you're going to play with Fourth Pyramid, who's produced some of the stuff that's on the record.
Correct, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
He's going to DJ and you're going to perform.
I'm going to do my thing, yeah. Have my guitar with me and do some rock and roll.
Yeah, I love it. we've just found out, or I've just found out because Fourth has told us that the song that we've just listened to is going to be featured in a Netflix series.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how great is that?
Oh, it's a great feeling. It's really exciting. I mean, I'm looking forward to, you know, sitting back on the couch and watching it and then, you know, hearing my song in one of the scenes. It's going to be cool.
You're going to be able to say, oh, man, those pictures, they don't fit my song. What have they done?
Yeah.
But still, you're going to be a happy guy.
Oh, I'll be very happy.
Because this is like, it's like becoming a night or something nowadays,
mm-hmm.
you know? If your song is featured on a Netflix show that is kind of popular.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting.
Yeah. I was like really sad when I found out because I was like, oh, this is the first and the last time I'm going to talk to Tommy Newport on this little tiny indie station.
I'll come back every day, anytime you need me.
Oh, thank you, man. So what are your future plans, your near future plans? What's going to happen next with Tommy Newport?
Just keep writing music and releasing it, you know, in the correct way and keep doing shows, keep touring, keep, you know, meeting people and just evolving as an artist. And just doing as much as I can possible. So, yeah, just anything that comes my way, and we'll try to do it and, you know, keep making music pretty much.
Yes. I found out that the very first steps that you made were basically done because you wanted to find out how your favorite music was done, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly,
so,
yeah.
So that's a nice approach to just be like curious about how things are done.
I was very curious, you know, listening to your favorite songs. I just would always wonder, you know, how did they do that? How did they get it to sound this way? Or how is any of this done?
Mm.
So that's kind of what sparked my curiosity, and I wanted to be able to compete on that level and, you know, make something that I had made and listen to it back and it you know, it'd be as flush as some of the stuff that I've listened to all my life. So yeah.
When you started working on the Just to Be Ironic album, was it like working on a concept album? Because the fact that the songs start out pretty quickly and that they slow down and get darker and darker, that seems to me as if you had a concept before.
Intentional, very intentional. When we were piecing it together, I definitely wanted it to be to reflect a relationship gone bad. So in the beginning of a relationship, it's, you know, everything's amazing and upbeat, just like the songs on the album. And, you know, sometimes it lasts forever, but sometimes it doesn't. And that's when irony comes in and takes a hold of everything and it gets a bit dark. The more you find out about people that you love and the things that can happen. So, yeah, as the album goes on past the interlude, it takes a dark turn.
Yeah, I really find it interesting that a guy who's still under 20 years old has such a big love for the album format. Because nowadays it seems to me that kids are listening to singles only, or if they put out something, it's going to be in the EP format because the attention span has gone shorter or something like that. But you've fallen in love with the album format.
Yeah, I mean, it's true, everything you say. Everything is very fast-paced.
That's true. When you say that everything is true, what I say, that's true, too.
Yes, I'm sure.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, everything's fast-paced, and the music needs to come out quickly, and people want new things quicker than they used to. But there's still a lot of people who appreciate a full-length LP that has had a lot of time and effort into it. And it's good to make a balance of both, you know, spend a lot of time on one project and then maybe after it do some more singles and EPs and things like that.
Yeah, because that's something that some indie or artists who are not straight hip-hoppers, that they're kind of envy when they look at hip-hop artists, because if there's a diss track out there, you have to respond really quickly.
Exactly.
And that's something that's really nice sometimes, because it's like ding 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 ding, and it goes back and forth and back and forth.
It's funny you say that, because it is something that I envy, being able to make a track in a week and put it out. But you just have to slow down and think about what you're doing and make sure that this is what you want to put out, because it's there forever.
As long as nobody forces you to do to put out something real quickly by doing a diss track about you.
Yeah, exactly.
There's gonna be more albums.
Yeah,
by Tommy Newport. That's great, though.
We need to start the diss tracks in indie rock.
I mean, come on. It's been like a thing that has been established, but it's been established by the press. The whole Oasis versus Blur thing and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyhow, you're prepared for tonight's show.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be a superstar from next week on, because your song's
we'll
gonna
see.
Be, or maybe it's. Yeah, it's I'm kind of sure. I have a good feeling, Tommy. I really do.
Thank you.
And I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show, for the rest of the rest of the year, and
thank you.
For the future plans that you've already put down on paper.
Thank you.
I think we're gonna meet again. I do have a feeling, because you've promised to come
I
back
promise.
Even if you become a big star, you're gonna come back. You've
you
promised that on air live.
Yeah,
people have listened to it and they've put it down, they know it. So
it's
I'm
set
looking
in
forward
stone.
I'm gonna look forward to see you again, and I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's gonna be fun.
I'm already here and I'm looking forward to coming back.
It's gonna be a fun show tonight. Million heißt das Stück, that's on rotation. Actually, we play that song a lot. Million by Tommy Newport, nochmal auf Flux FM, sich vorzubereiten für die Bergfest Show heute Abend. 18 Uhr gehen die Türen auf, kommt bitte früh. Es gibt Berlin Beef Balls zu essen und Stiftungshelf von Erde oder aus Erding zu trinken. 18 Uhr gehen die Türen auf bei freiem Eintritt auf der Bühne Brunswick aus London und Tommy Newport, originally from Manchester, but now he lives in Wichita. I am a lineman for the county. Thank you, Tommy. Bye.
Of course.